Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Number 17 of tonight's Sunday night edition, Free Talk Live, is kicking up.
We just keep going and going and going.
Maybe we should do a Free Talk Live-a-thon.
24 hours of Free Talk Live, New Year's Eve.
We'll get like all of the hosts to participate in some way, shape, or form. We'll make it like a fundraiser for something. I don't know.
From midnight New Year's Eve until the ringing in of the New Year.
Give up my New Year's Eve, though, bro.
Well, you can be drunk
for partying, man.
You can be drunk for like 21 hours and just like not cuss during your part of the on-air broadcast.
All right, we've thrown the idea out the window now.
Aw.
The telephone number, we have some callers on hold. We'll get to you momentarily. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to participate in the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Doctor Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
What were we talking about? Oh, Candace Owens.
Yeah.
Oh, and we'll get back to the stuff about the declassified 9/11 truth report. But we were talking about this incident with Candace Owens, apparently. Something happened. She was giving birth at the hospital. She refused or declined some antibiotics. I know it's antibiotics, but I just like miss saying it so that people listen. And also some contraction-inducing drugs she also refused.
Heaven forbid.
The incident culminated with staffers threatening to call CPS on the right-wing firebrand. Oh, is she right-wing firebrand? I don't know what a firebrand is.
I don't know what that is either.
I don't really know what right-wing is either, or left-wing, because like these definitions are pretty vague and nondescript.
Republican and conservative. And firebrand, because she's very active on social media and on the Fox News channels.
I see.
So she's a pretty big voice where in an area that she shouldn't be, right? Because minority female, conservative Fox News, right? The minorities and the females from the left side don't really like her because you're not toeing the line of what minority female should be doing.
Owens, apparently, who married British Oxford grad George Farmer in 2019, further accuses staffers of engaging in a concerted effort to empty her wallet.
Yeah.
She launches her new Daily Wire podcast on Monday where she will detail the... it's promotion. Where she will detail the shocking incident, which she said led her to investigate medical and insurance industry corruption. Okay. Cool, I guess.
Well, I mean, she can do the investigation, but it seems pretty clear, right, with the government involvement into the medical field.
Hell yes. I mean, if the government wasn't involved in every level of medical anything, and like I worked for a medical technology company for a period of time, and I got to tell you, man, it was far different than working for any other tech company.
Oh, I'm sure.
Particularly in the Seattle area. Like, most tech companies are nimble. They move quick. They have to, right? They got to be competitive. They're, bootstrapping or they're otherwise venture capital funded. And so you got to move quickly, right? And sometimes you take on a hat that's not your hat because the job just needs to be done. So I got to work for this medical technology company. And I noticed, like, something wrong, a typo on their website, right, under one of their products. And it's, like, something that might could get them sued, right, because it's that wrong. And it's just, it's a typo is all it is, right? And so I had to fill out, like, three different forms, right? Those had to be then presented to a committee that meets only once per month. And then the committee decides before the meeting every month what topics they are going to actually talk about during the meeting. And so, of course, my topic didn't get brought up the entire time. And, like, I eventually quit and went to work for, well, a regular tech company. Yeah. Because I was like, no, you guys move way too slow. And if something as simple as fixing a typo takes a committee, right? And this is all due to government regulation, right? I found out later on that the yeah. whole reason that that this is set up the way it is because the government says you have to operate in this particular fashion.
Well, and the government involvement basically also spurred an entire job title yeah. industry. Right, there were commercials a long time ago for like the medical code billing specialist.
Oh whatever. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
it's because you got a code. Like you can't just like send a bill for what the doctor did. It has to be coded properly
yep.
and aligned with the insurance, so it goes there and they pay the correct amount for the correct code and all the other nonsense.
Right. Medical coding, TV repair, right?
Yeah,
the list of stuff that you could go to school for.
Right, but a whole industry started because of the government involvement in the medical field.
Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We have Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, y'all were talking about your titles and, you know, what they meant to you and, you know, Richie Rich and Captain and all that.
What does yours mean?
First time I called
Major Payne.
Oh. Huh. What?
No, he's asking about your title.
Go ahead, Major.
Well, the first time I called into the show and announced myself as of my other
yep.
God-given name as Major Payne, the screener asked me, well, why do you call yourself that? And I says, because I have endured and intend to give back said same.
All right, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, there's a lot of things. I know you were just trying to be funny earlier when you were talking about drowning the babies. But I know Nikki will back me up on this one. An infant is born in a water environment. If you take a newborn or probably up to about 3 months old and throw them in the pool, they will swim.
Yeah. That used to be, isn't that the, I saw it in a movie once where like a child is born to like a samurai or something like that in Japan. And they take the baby and they chuck it in the water. And if it dies, well, it dies. But if it lives, then you know it can be trained like, as a samurai warrior.
Okay.
Right. It's like the witchcraft thing. They're yeah. like, we're going to tie these cinder blocks to your feet. And if you drown, then
you
sorry.
You're a witch. Right?
You're innocent. Yeah. But if you don't.
I have seen videos of babies being taught to swim.
No, in fact,
from falling into a pool.
That HBO series that we screened, The Anarchists, there was a scene where they showed a lady in an apparatus. It looked like a large or a small swimming pool, I guess.
Yeah.
And the idea there, Major, was that you know she does indeed give birth in water. This is apparently very common, as Nikki had pointed out.
It is, and it's funny because a lot of parents will be like, but aren't they going to drown when they come out? And it's like, but you have to remember they were literally in water inside of you for their entire existence. Yeah. So, no, they're not. They don't take a breath until they hit the air.
That's what I was going to say. It's got to change, like, when they start breathing air, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It's not like babies are infinitely, like,
no,
undrownable.
They can Jesus. Drown after that. So, and that's another thing we have to tell
parents. It's a very narrow window.
Once you take them up and put them on your chest, they cannot go back in the water, you know, because
then you'll drown them.
There is possibility to drown them at that point, so don't do that.
You can't just baptize them right there?
You can, but just quick.
Oh, okay.
That'd be pretty funny to baptize them in the bloody
up.
Birth pool. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you can have a doctor there. You can have a priest there, too.
Yeah. Major?
Sprinkled with holy water.
I must be an old hard ass because I taught my son to swim when he was about 10 years old. I threw him out of the rowboat.
That's
and,
a little late.
I don't know around him, so I knew, if he went down, I'd go down and get him. But, he learned to swim.
And you're worried about me and my jokes about drowning babies. You chucked your son out of the boat, man.
I mean, maybe it's different growing up in Hawaii, but, like, I remember swimming lessons well before age 10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Major, thanks for the call. We appreciate you, man. 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, we've got more calls on the way. We'll talk more about this story about Candace Owens. We've got some other stuff on deck, too, including more kids are now repeating a grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they're dumb?
Well,
or
I mean, is this on purpose? Is this caused by the state? Is this part of their design? Is this the outcome that they secretly want? We don't know. But
how embarrassing for those children. Being held back.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. And also, if we have time to get to it, it's almost always the feds. how the FBI fabricates schemes to entrap would-be radicals. That's on deck. We might get to that. What else we got?
Well, before we get to that, we'll go back to the 9/11 truth report.
All right.
Who was leaking information to the suspects, which was keeping them ahead of the investigation?
Ooh, that's going to be juicy. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is next.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
We're back.
Care. Are we back?
Guess who's back, 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 back again, again, again. Free Talk Live is back.
No. Nikki's back.
No.
Are you back?
I'm front.
I'm side.
What are you?
Christian side hug.
It
the
is.
Loophole.
I am an echoing dual repetitive redundancy.
A what?
You're supposed to say, you can say that again.
No. Same thing.
An echoing dual repetitive redundancy.
You can say that again.
Very good. All right. 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us, let's actually get to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Charlie in Virginia. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
It's good to talk to you tonight.
You too. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about all of what we see in the news these days that seems abnormal for those of us who were alive and knew the world before the mid-1990s.
Mm-hmm.
I was alive. Can't say I knew the world. Nikki?
Well,
was not alive.
Well, the 90s were a big break point for us. The 90s and the early 2000s were a big break point. A lot changed in the world. And those who have grown up since then have known the world in turmoil.
Right.
But it wasn't always this way. And a lot of this is being driven by what's called the Global Human Development Plan for the 21st century. I've had a lot of unique jobs in my life.
Okay.
One of them gave me a chance to work for Christine Lagarde. Are any of you familiar with that name?
No,
I am not.
Well, she's a French politician who at one time ran the IMF, and I think she now runs the European Central Bank.
Okay. I also don't know if I want to agree with the fact that the world was not in turmoil in the 90s.
Like,
well, not.
I feel
not
like
in the way that it is today.
Yeah, I feel like I can identify with what he's saying, but I don't know if I was just less aware because we didn't have technology, we didn't have the magic rectangles we carry around in our pockets with the ability to communicate. Like we went through periods of time where, like, if you didn't know a thing, you just had to wonder.
Or you asked your aunt and then repeated the wrong thing for 20 years.
Right, until, you know, Uncle Dave was like, no, your aunt was wrong the whole time or whatever. Or you looked it up in an encyclopedia when you could finally get to a library that was big enough that had the newest edition.
But I guess we know now, right, that the CIA has been interfering in foreign governments and meddling since at least the 50s.
Yes.
Right. So, like,
well, that's what they were founded to do.
Understood. But that means there was turmoil from at least the 50s on, and then before that you had, like, the world wars, right? So, I mean, it's hard for me to believe, like, the 90s was this special period of time where the world was finally at peace, as brief as it was.
No. Let me continue. After Reagan passed away or moved on,
mm-hmm.
we had George Bush, who began to talk to us about the New World Order.
Yep.
And in July of 1992, he gathered 178 nations in Rio de Janeiro, and they signed a document, a global policy document. Now, that global policy document is 351 pages long, and it's a framework.
Mm-hmm.
It outlines the 2030, 2035, and 2050 targets that you hear Joe Biden talking about so frequently and other politicians around the world.
And just for our listeners, what is this document called? What is it referred to?
Global Human Development Program for the 21st Century.
Okay.
It's also referred to as Agenda 21.
Agenda 21. Thank you.
There's a companion document that was released an update in 2015 called Agenda 2030, which is a local implementation of the global program.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to your local, and I don't know where you live, but if you go to your local county, you'll find that they all have programs that target 2030. 2030 is ubiquitous around the world because it has some global targets in it that must be met by both national and state governments.
Right.
And it outlines things like the end of private property, the end of nation states, global community, which means the ending of national cultures, which is one of the reasons we have the population shifts that we have around the world, and we have the need for diversity. When you go to John's Construction Company, and you have to go through HR, HR's main focus is diversity. I don't know how that helps them build houses.
Right, right.
But diversity is the focus. If you go to any of these any company's website now, you'll find that they have a focus on diversity.
Well, and we know that the great Ron Burgundy defined diversity as an old wooden ship.
Well, and also they're trying to stay ahead on the marketing, right?
No Anchorman fans in the audience, apparently.
I thought it was funny. I got it.
I love the second one.
Right. The second one is underrated.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Well, the
interesting thing is we've got these upheavals in culture around the world. We've got this mass movement of populations, and we've got a group of politicians.
Wait, what mass movement
here,
of populations?
Not only here, but in Europe and elsewhere.
Wait. What mass movement of populations?
Well, I'll give you one example. Look at our open border.
The immigrants.
But is there an open border, though?
I mean, people have been moving around the globe since people have been people.
But not at the rate they've been doing it in the last 10 years.
The Mexicans coming over the southern border. The Somali population rising in Maine.
Well, and
it's anarchy.
We've done stories about, since the inflation and all of that kind of thing, that actually, for the first time in U.S. history, more people have been leaving for Mexico than have been coming in. So,
sure, yeah.
Mexico doesn't want them.
Yeah, and so, like, I'm not certain, like, maybe since mankind has begun measuring it, but, I mean, people, just like anything else on planet Earth, work in cycles, so maybe it's just a cycle that we're going through. I don't know.
All right. Well, I don't know how much traveling you guys do in Europe, but you'll find that they're having a huge problem assimilating the numbers of migrants that are coming in.
Why are so many migrants coming in? Do you know?
Because white countries are bombing brown countries.
Well, because we've all created a standard of living, which, according to this document, we can no longer have.
It's because white countries are bombing brown countries.
Hey, Charlie, thank you for the call. Feel free to call in another time. I know you have more to say. We have more show to get to and more calls. This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
And who provided the attackers with the hologram technology they used?
Oh, that's a great question. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News.
Ceremonies in New York, Arlington, Virginia, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania remembered the 9/11 terrorist attacks from 2001. President Biden touted the killing of two al-Qaeda leaders during his speech at the Pentagon, vowing to disrupt terrorist activities wherever they exist. The coffin of Queen Elizabeth II arrived in Edinburgh after a long, solemn procession on Sunday. King Charles and Queen Consort Camilla will be there on Monday. Ukrainian troops continue to press forward as the Russian-occupied nuclear power plant captures the most attention due to it being at the center of the fighting. The Zaporizhia plant has shut down its last operational reactor as a safety precaution. Barbarian topped the box office this weekend with $10 million. Brahmastra Part 1 Shiva, Bullet Train, Top Gun Maverick, and DC League of Super Pets round out the top five. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Myself in the captain's chair. Ironically, I'm also the captain. Joining me in the studio,
it's me, Nikki.
And in Richie Rich's chair, it's Richie Rich.
Oh, nice. You found your own chair. Is it sinking?
It does. Okay. I have to pop it up like between the breaks.
All right. I meant to do this at the top of this hour, so I'm going to do it now. We are being broadcast on a news station. We'd like to welcome La Crosse, Wisconsin's WIZM AM 1410.
Where La Crosse was invented, apparently.
Or at least played extensively.
Yeah, whatever.
If you are in La Crosse and you like drinking beer, go visit Pearl Street Brewing. It's just my personal recommendation.
Solid advice.
I've been there, and you know, they make beer, and it's good beer. So anyway, WIZM AM 1410, as well as their translators 92.3 and 106.7. Welcome to Free Talk Live, my cheesehead brethren. That's right. I'm an OG Wisconsin kid. So, hello, Wisconsin. At any rate, it is Free Talk Live. We've been talking about, well, all sorts of things, and I know, Richie Rich, you have more on this 9/11 truth report that's been declassified, and
yep,
even though it's heavily redacted, there's still some really juicy nuggets of stuff in there, and we'll get to more of that. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. What just happened here?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm having a crisis. Josie, is that you?
Hello?
Yes. You're on the air.
Sarah.
Oh, Sarah, I'm sorry. Sarah, you're on the air.
hit the wrong button?
No, I actually hit the right button.
Okay.
I wrote down the wrong name for the, like I wrote down, anyway.
You forgot about Sarah?
Well, sort of. Oh. Sorry, Sarah. You're on the air.
So here in Albuquerque, we have a city funded a bicycle clinic.
I'm against it.
What? Where sick bicycles go to get free healthcare?
That's right. They help you fix the bike. Because what it is that, you know, bicycle is like the only means of transportation for people that don't have money. And they're finding this out, so they become like, if their bicycles go down, I mean, they can't really hardly do nothing.
For people with no money and no feet.
Well,
can't walk anywhere.
Well, the thing is, it's
hard to bicycle without feet.
You could do it with nubs.
They got those special pedals for the nubs.
Let's say.
All right.
Go ahead, Sarah.
So I mean, I could understand, like, I'd never bother. I wanted to have a bicycle, but I never bother because all of the maintenance, you know what I mean? So that was my issue.
Bicycles are relatively low maintenance. I mean, some of them can get rather complex if you get, like, a 27 speed and it's got, like, 7 derailleurs and 3 chains. And
or the motorized bicycles. Those ones are real fun.
I am a fan of the e-bikes. I want to get one because I also want to get a solar panel for, you know, post-apocalypse prep purposes, right? I don't want to be without some sort of transportation because I'm getting old, right?
What would happen if you set up your e-bike to a generator? And then just let it pedal the power of the generator for your house.
Ooh.
Well, they already have those.
Yeah, I was going to say, these things have been done where, like, you know, if your kids are watching too much TV, it's set up to, like, an exercise bike, and, like, the TV won't turn on unless somebody's on the bike.
But this is an electric bike.
Well, they've already had those in Europe. Now, I think they have a shop in Santa Fe. So that generator, the coil, the steel coil of the magnet going through is where the water bottle goes to, and the battery is in the back. And then you only have to pedal for the first 15 miles to have the electricity built up in the battery, and after that, it just goes on itself. It's a matter of, like,
the first 15 miles? You just got to pedal for 15 miles, and then that's my entire commute.
Kind of far.
It seems far on a bike.
Well, they use that. Yeah, it has to. You have to pedal for them to. How do you call that? The generator to develop enough electricity to store and the battery. And after that battery turns the gears and the bicycle after that. So then after that, you don't have to pedal. And I've seen one of those. I heard about it. So they had these in Germany for many years. So it's a matter of implementing it, like marketing it. So that's what I would like, you know, so it'll be easy to go up and hill.
Okay. Would this type of bicycle be eligible for your bicycle clinic you mentioned?
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm certainly sure that it is.
So are you going to get one?
You know, I mean,
it's too dangerous to ride on the streets of Albuquerque.
I mean, we know she has a record of not getting hit by cars as a pedestrian, as evidenced by the certificate that we have.
Yeah,
but you're pushing it on a bike. I might get hit by cars. I mean, the likelihood is that if you keep taking chances, you will might get lucky and get hit by a car and get thrown off the bike.
Here's an unpopular opinion. I don't think bikes should be on the road with cars. That is not where bikes should be.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Bikes are for the sidewalk.
Sidewalk, yep.
Well, then where do the pedestrians go?
Also on the sidewalk.
Right.
They can share.
Pedestrians share the sidewalk with bikes because even in the case of a catastrophic accident, it's less likely to end in death than bike versus car.
What about motorcycles?
Oh, no, that's the way it is.
They can be on the road because they can keep up the traffic.
That is the case here in Albuquerque. There are no bicycle pass at all, no space for bikes, so that
you don't have separate bike lanes in the city of Albuquerque. Some cities do.
Well, sometimes they do, and then they appear, they disappear, they appear again, and disappear any way they want. So that only way to ride a bike is safely is on the sidewalk.
Well,
and hopefully that you don't run over people.
Even in absence of a bike lane, though, the bike is supposed to be on the road with the cars.
Right.
The bike lane is a courtesy provided by the state to try to make it safer. But if you don't have a bike lane, like in most places,
right.
bikes are entitled to the entire lane that they're riding in.
Right.
As dangerous as that is.
And the reason for that classification is because technically bikes are vehicles. That's
I don't care.
Classification.
There's no motor, though. I mean, they can't keep up with traffic.
Well, no, of course not.
Where's the uprising from the skateboarders then going, oh, this is also a foot-powered vehicle, and I'm entitled to the whole lane myself, too?
It's less cool for skateboarders to organize politically
sure.
than it is for bicyclists. Hey, Sarah, does Albuquerque require you to wear the bicycle helmet when you bicycle around?
Well, I do not know, but our bicycle group don't do much. They don't lobby for red light cameras. All they do is stick up signs and pictures of bicycle crossing. That's about all they accomplish. You know, the bicycle group here is just completely worthless, and we have no pedestrian safety group at all in the state.
Huh, interesting.
You know? It's just a dumbed-down pedestrian. They just love... They don't mind getting killed by a car. They just...
I'm pretty sure they do.
Getting killed. But, Sarah, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it.
Or at least their friends and family do.
They don't mind getting killed by a car.
For the cause. Just hope they're baptized.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they end up in
purgatory.
There was a movie in probably the early or mid-'80s. And I think John Ritter was in it from Three's Company. He played Jack Tripper
okay.
in that show. But in the movie, he played, I don't know, I think he might have played like the president of the U.S. It's supposed to be in the future, and like the fossil fuels had run out. And so now everybody was on bicycles. And so they showed the equivalent of like a downtown big city, like maybe even L.A., like rush hour. Where, like, the whole street was packed with all sorts of different bicycles. Tricycles, right? The ones where you sit low and the wheel's out in front of your feet. And there's a name
for two people.
The two-person ones. The recumbent bicycle.
Oh, yeah.
Regular 10-speed, BMX style, right? But, like, just imagine a rush hour packed full of bicycles.
Kinda
just,
terrifying.
Like, coming over a hill. Yeah, it was weird. I can't remember the name of the movie. Coming up
from the 9/11 Truth Report, why did the late Queen inform the BBC early of the plans?
More on that, plus your calls and thoughts.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Listening. Thank you for tuning in. It is Free Talk Live, the final segment of our Sunday night show.
The juiciest segment.
If you missed any of our show, we are on for 3 hours, although not in all markets, but you can catch all of our archives over at freetalklive.com. So if you missed any of tonight's show, you can hear a replay, usually within an hour or so after the show is over. We'll post that online somewhere. But you can find out more at freetalklive.com. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richard Rich.
And let's just go straight away to your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Satchel calling from La Crosse, Wisconsin. Satchel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I just was driving home from work and heard you guys mention La Crosse, Wisconsin, so figured I'd call and give my 2 cents.
It's good to get confirmation that we're actually on where we say we are.
I hear you.
Happy you called. You mentioned something about electric cars. What do you want to mention?
I know that this huge influx of electric cars right now, you know, and that seems to be the way of the future, or so a lot of people think, but I don't necessarily agree with that. I was just kind of wondering your guys' opinion on that.
I hate electric cars, and I'm very vocal about my dislike of electric cars. I think they're kind of marketed as this environmentally friendly thing, even though they're really not, because lithium mining is terrible for the environment. And we're seeing in California right now, where there was a big push, everything needs to be electric. We can't use any fossil fuels. Can't use anything like that. And their power grid literally cannot support the amount of electric vehicles and other, you know, things that are being ran.
They've got 13 years to figure that out, though. 2035, yeah. They'll have it figured out by then. For me, I don't mind electric cars. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
What I don't like is government subsidizing the production and sale of electric cars.
Right.
Right. Because one thing that'll happen naturally over the course of some level of history, right, is if electric cars are more efficient, better for the environment, all the good things that they're promoting, they will naturally overtake gas-powered vehicles and your, you know, internal combustion engine cars.
Yeah, you don't need that force.
You don't need the force. And if they're not going to overtake internal combustion cars, right, then it's a whole bunch of wasted money and effort in something way too inefficient to happen right now.
Yeah, I like the idea of electric vehicles. I like e-bikes more so than electric cars. But you know, I see where hybrids, you know, this seem like a good idea. You know, yeah. You have dual fuel, right? So if you don't have one, you got the other. I kind of like that idea. But I'm with you, Richie Rich, on the I don't like the government's involvement at all. They should stay out of innovation. They have no business being involved in any of that. They don't put any money or personal effort into innovation. So they need to stay out of it so that people can get on with inventing new and better things, in my opinion.
Part of the Mandela effect, a long time ago, I remember this commercial very vividly.
Okay.
And I don't remember the brand. I think it was BMW.
Mm-hmm.
And they ran a commercial for hydrogen-powered vehicles. Right. And they said at the time, right, like, the world isn't ready for this yet, but when they are, we'll be at the forefront. Because they were already developing it.
Yeah.
And I've probably seen the commercial run a handful of times as a kid, and then nothing. Right? Where did that technology go?
Right.
Well, they killed the guy.
That's probably true. But, I mean, they were engineers at BMW, so they can't kill all the guys. Maybe the inventor.
Yeah.
But if BMW was working on it, right, then the only thing that happened was it either wasn't efficient enough at the time to maintain the R&D, or because the government involvement in the electric vehicle market, right, it got pushed out, and therefore no one's willing to develop it anymore, even though it could be far superior than anything on the market today if it was allowed the natural course of research and development.
Mm. Satchel, your thoughts?
I mean, I understand the whole electric thing there's a big push for it right now because it seems like, I don't know, it just kind of seems like a short-term solution to a bigger problem.
Mm-hmm.
And realistically, with the manufacturing and everything of the electric cars, the pollution aspects of it, it's not really any better than what everyone's gas car is already doing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Truthfully, I kind of feel like the future might be diesel-powered just because diesel engines can run on so many different types of fuel.
Right.
I think I shared this fascination with Nikki a little bit, the American muscle cars, and to find out that even, like, Dodge is phasing out the muscle cars.
Muscle cars are finally going away. Yeah.
Right. I mean, like, I'm sad that even them, right, even like the absolute muscle of the muscle cars is going electric is very saddening.
Hey, Satchel, thank you for the call tonight. We hope to hear from you again. We have more calls to get to. Let's go to David in Kansas. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello, hello. Thanks for taking my call. You know, gosh, I wanted to talk about 9/11 and the conspiracy theory that it was an inside job, which I believe, but all this talk about electric cars has got me kind of stirred up because as someone who is a handicapped accessible van for my 10-year-old son, which is already expensive as it is,
mm-hmm.
I drive a 2012 Chrysler with a conversion in it that brand new today would cost me $112,000 to replace. I can only imagine if the government came to me and said, you have to buy now an electric version of that. I can't.
Right.
One, because I can't afford it. And two, there's only one manufacturer that has produced it, and they're currently unavailable because of chip shortage.
Right.
Imagine that. And so, you know, the big problem is as you were mentioning with the last caller, is the government's in the way.
Yep.
Get the government out of the way to allow the innovation.
Yeah, I couldn't agree anymore. And thank you for the call. We hope to hear from you again. We have more calls to get to. Let's go to, I believe we have Josie in Virginia. Josie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, and it's very long, a short time. So I'm going to tell you how to deal with a car. Go and get on your radio program a man named David Bloom of bloomsorganics.com or alcoholcanbeagas.com. And he is an incredible inventor, and he talks about all these people that ride around in their cars with alcohol much cheaper and much better. And the electric cars are really a bad news. So I do want to say that. And the other thing is my brother would be, well, he's always now 27 years old. He was a young lieutenant on the Liberty. And his birthday would have been tomorrow if he hadn't been cut in half by Israelis. And the thing was, the whole thing was made to look like an accident, which it was not. It was not an accident. It was a deliberate attempt to go after the Egyptians and make the Egyptians look like they were guilty of this. Fortunately, they did not. were not successful in sinking the ship. So the airplanes that had atomic bombs on there, on their way to 7 minutes away from Cairo, and they were turned away. Oh, they turned away from that. So we did not have another situation like in Cuba, where it was so close with atomic weaponry. So I wanted to just tell you that, and I wanted to tell you that David Bloom is fabulous if you hear him, and he should be on more radio stations talking about how to do a better job of our, and already is. Many people already are. I think Brazilians are running their cars on alcohol.
I think so we covered this before. Better. Have David Bloom call in. It's open phones. Doesn't have to be you.
Well,
it'll be him.
I mean, it's on his website, alcoholcanbeagas.com. And I think that you may want to talk to him, and you may want to invite him on your show. He's fabulous.
As soon as he calls in, we will talk to him.
Yeah. Well, he won't call in. He won't call in.
Must not be that important, then.
We'll have our crack team of producers see what they can do.
Yeah, just talk to him, and then you'll get the idea.
The nuclear threat that is a little scary, maybe right now, is North Korea.
Yeah.
Like, did you guys cover this at all?
Which part?
That there, if Kim Jong-un is like taken out,
yeah,
North Korea will launch a nuclear strike.
Oh, I did not cover it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was not aware of this.
And they've enshrined their right to first strike, which means they don't even have to be on the defensive at all. They can just like, we think you might be launching a nuclear attack on us, or we think you might be doing something nefarious to get rid of our leader.
Or they just want to.
Or they just want to.
Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks for the call, Josie. We appreciate it.
And then, boom, they can launch nukes. We'll see.
How far
it goes, who knows.
That is interesting. Let's go to unscreened caller. You're on Free Talk Live.
It's Jack, real quick.
Hey, Jack. Ocean Shores, Washington. What's in your mind?
I was looking forward to the carrot that was the Bush 9/11 all day. So hope somebody gets that. But
we're out of time. I apologize, Jack. Please give us a call another time.
Because we're out of time, we'll hold that 9/11 truth report for another night, perhaps.
Yeah, another night when Richie Rich is here. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. If we didn't get to your calls, we apologize. We're here 7 days a week, 7 to 10 p.m. Find our archives at freetalklive.com. Thanks to my co-hosts, Nikki and Richie Rich, and to all of our listeners. Peace.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.